This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, tribal leaders from all across Indian country are gathered in Connecticut for the mid-year conference of the National Congress of American Indians. And the FBI and Crow Tribe are offering a large reward for tips in a missing persons case. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, tribal leaders from all across Indian country are gathered in Connecticut for the mid-year conference of the National Congress of American Indians, and the FBI and Crow Tribe are offering a large reward for tips in a missing persons case. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. In Montana, the FBI and Crow Tribe are working together to offer $10,000 for information on the disappearance of Suede Burden Ground, a teenage girl who's been missing from the Crow Reservation for 8 months. YPR's Jackie Coffin has more from Crow Agency. Insert Jackie Coffin spot piece here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. This week, tribal leaders from across the country are gathered on the homeland of the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation in Connecticut for the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Convention. Leaders are addressing top issues facing their communities and advancing tribal priorities for NCEI to advocate on their behalf. Monday's agenda included a discussion about the Indian Health Service, violence against women, and Native education. Among concerns of attendees are recent actions by the Trump administration, including possible funding cuts to federal programs and services for tribes. Rodney Butler, chairman of the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, says that the NCAI gathering is a place to interact with government officials, fellow tribal leaders, and other stakeholders in Indian country. He adds that indigenous people are resilient and have been through many tough times.
We are born out of perseverance, and we will get beyond these moments, right? That's the most important thing in sharing in that. But also recognizing that there are some opportunities, even in the clouds that we're seeing. And so the interim Assistant Secretary of Interior will be here, Scott Davis, and he's going to talk a lot about what tribes can do with this administration and, you know, in advancing sovereignty, in growing our tribal economies, and other areas where their priorities do overlap, not perfectly with ours, but there's certainly opportunity in there. And so that's a lot of what we're talking about, and just sharing, you know, the war stories of, you know, how did you navigate this scenario with your grant reductions and what's the best path forward? And you see a lot of that, and that's the beauty of NCI, broadly speaking, is just being able to share those experiences with sister tribal nations, and we all learn from each other.
Tuesday's agenda includes conversations about Native child and family well-being, Indigenous determinants of health, and NCAI Native American Rights Fund priorities. The NCAI Convention and Marketplace continues through Wednesday. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.